A University of Alaska Museum curator is part of a team that's discovered a new species of prehistoric marine predator. Museum of the North Earth Sciences curator Patrick Druckenmiller, working with paleontologists from Norway, excavated fossilized remains of the pliosaur on the Arctic island of Spitsbergen last summer. Druckenmiller says 20,000 skull and other bone fragments found are from a species of massive reptile that swam the sea 147 million years ago.
These are animals that had skulls up to, in this case, probably close to 10 feet in length, with massive, heavily built conical teeth, but a short neck, and then a very large teardrop-shaped body, and then two sets of paddles that, effectively their front and hind limbs are modified into big swimming organs or paddles that they use to propel themselves through the water and steer with.
Druckenmiller says the paleontology team has worked with other scientists to flesh out what the pliosaur looked like alive. He equates the creature, which was up to 50 feet long and weighed around 40 tons, to an underwater Tyrannosaurus rex.
I can imagine that if you were living in the seas at those times, this was the animal you would have been on the lookout for more than any other, because it could have made an easy meal of just about anybody with the skull 10 feet long and the size of the teeth that we found, which are literally as big around as cucumbers. It's hard to imagine. There's certainly nothing alive today that really compares in its body proportions and kind of mode of life.
Druckenmiller says finding the fossilized pliosaur is significant because populations of large predators were relatively small and evidence of them is rare. He says the Spitsbergen Island excavation site has only seen minimal survey for fossils and is a great find for paleontologists.
This is now one of the premier sites in the world for Jurassic-aged marine reptiles such as plesiosaurs and ichthyosaurs. And It's been really fun to be part of this project, to sort of kind of go back 100 years in time almost and pretend you were one of the first people moving into an area, you know, exploring the new west of the U.S. or something like that. So we've had a really great time of it.
Druckenmiller and the rest of the international team plan to return to the island north of Norway to continue exploration work this summer. A Discovery Channel documentary features an animated rendering of the pliosaur. The show, Predator X, airs March 29th.